Manuscript 29:11. Extract from Manuscript 29:11. Any man, be he minister or layman, who seeks to compel or control the reason of any other man, becomes an agent of Satan to do his work, and in the sight of the heavenly universe, he bears the mark of Cain. The wage question. Those engaged in the master's service are not to wait for a stipulated sum as their wages, as if the great husbandman householder would not deal truly with them. Murmurers will obtain no sympathy for their murmuring. A grumbling worker will always find something to grumble at. It is his heart that needs to be changed. The parable of the householder's dealing with the workers in his vineyard represents God's dealing with the human family. Had the hearts of the first laborers been purified from selfishness, they would have recognized the liberality of the householder in paying those who came at the 11th hour the same wages as he paid them who came at an earlier period. In the parable, the first laborers agreed to work for a stipulated sum, and they received the amount specified, nothing more. Those later hired believed the master's promise, "Whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive." They showed their confidence in him by asking no question in regard to wages. They trusted his justice and equity. They were rewarded not according to the amount of their labor, but according to the generosity of his purpose. So God desires us to trust in him who justifieth the ungodly. He does not deal with his servants after the manner of the world. The standard of men received no recognition. Those who are ever watching for something to find fault with in their brethren and sisters show that they have no conception of God's manner of dealing. The spirit of fault-finding and complaining is the spirit of the elder brother, but it finds a place in the hearts of many who rank as followers of Christ. The murmurer may be first in enduring hardships and in bearing burdens, but his unchristlike spirit spoils his service.